I'll start by saying congratulations. That's very impressive. This is your second national championship, but first time for the time trial. How does it feel the second time around?
I think it's always different, right? You know, but I'm really happy that I got my title for the time trial. I think it's something that, you know, I think it's the first time I went to the race and I had a shot of winning it, so I was pretty motivated. And for the road race, you kind of never know how it's going to play out, so it's like what I'm going to do. And, you know, even if you're having the best shape, you're not, like, it's not for sure you're going to win. So it was more, like, my focus was more on time trial, and I was after and when you time trial, you know, you kind of shift your focus into the road. So I think it went pretty well.
You had a late flat.
At some point I thought my race was over, but it's kind of, you have to have the attitude like, okay, I'm just going to give it all I have today and, you know, give 100% and make sure that, you know, when I cross my eye, I have no regrets. So it's kind of why I play out on the last weekend. I just went again, chased back to the break, and I think I cut that one less than 500 meters to go, and I just give all I have for a sprint. But, you know, I think, you know, I just want to cross the line and have no regrets, and it's how I was thinking yesterday.
You beat last year's champion, your teammate Denise Ramsden.
Yeah, okay. But we're not competing, yeah.
You've had a great season so far this year already with your win at Joe Martin and a number of second places since then with the Gatineau and the Philly. How do you feel your form is this year?
It was a different approach because of, like, a post Olympic year. So I took it a little bit slow in terms of training. So I stopped training quite late this year, and I spent Christmas home and was not quite training. It was fun. So I just built up the form through the races I was doing with the Optum, and it worked quite well. So yeah, I'm happy where I am, but I'm hoping to get in better shape through the end of the season for World Championships, that's for sure.
Obviously, the Worlds will be one of your key goals for the season. Are there others along the way?
I think like all the World Cups are a pretty big goal. You know, they're pretty, you know, when I start a World Cup, I always want to do well. For sure, Worlds is the main goal at the end of the day.
You've been very close to the top for a number of years now. How do you think you'll do this year?
As you say, you know, I've always been like 12 at the World Championship this year, and last year I think I was 11 or something like that, and at the game I was against 12. So I just tried to, you know, make that gap, like close that gap that's right now, and maybe the top five or a podium. But I think this World Championship are pretty selected, so I think it's going to be good, you know. It's something that it would definitely suit me. Harder is usually better I am at it. So, yeah, I'm hoping to really good results.
I know it's still a long ways off, but do you think you'll compete in both the time trial and the road at the Worlds?
I'm hoping to, for sure. I'm hoping. It's one of my goals.
What's next up on your calendar?
So I'm going to have a little break after national race, and after we're going to BC Super Week.
I saw on the Optum website that surfing is one of your interests. How does a woman from Quebec get into surfing?
We used to go to Florida a lot, and I just love that sport. It's crazy. If I can do it every day, I would